WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
We're often asked about the more idiosyncratic jazz recordings we play in between interviews on Fresh Air. Several of the pieces we most often use were composed by soprano saxophonist Philip Johnston. He co-founded and led the band, the Microscopic Septet, which performs our theme music. And although he didn't write our theme, he did write a lot of the other Micros music we featured on the show. Since the band split up, he's been leading his band Big Trouble. He also wrote the music for the films Faithful, which starred Cher, and The Music of Chance, which starred Mandy Patinkin. And he's written music for MTV and Comedy Central. Before we meet Philip Johnston, let's get started with one of his compositions from his new Big Trouble album called Flood at the Ant Farm. This is Pontius Pilate Polka, and it's one of his many compositions that prove fun isn't synonymous with shallow. Philip Johnston, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you, Terry.
I think one of the things I really love about your music is that the tone and the style always seems to keep shifting through a composition or through one of your arrangements. Your music always takes surprising turns. And I've almost come to think of that as a trademark of yours. Is that something that you feel you're intentionally doing or something that just naturally evolves with you?
I think it's just that I have a very short attention span. I don't know. I was reading something yesterday in the paper about, what was the phrase exactly? Surprising yet inevitable. Somebody describing another composer. It's basically just the way I hear things. I mean, that's the way I see life happening.
You play music that's very witty, like entertaining and witty. And you once said that here you were playing this music that's filled with irony and fun and so on, and you looked around and suddenly jazz had become totally serious all around you. Let me ask you to elaborate on that.
I guess, once again, the music that I started out listening to was really fun. I guess it was because jazz started out as a form of popular music, and somehow in history it evolved into something more of an art music, a specialist kind of thing, though it kind of always lurches back and forth between the two. Again, it's just really my nature. I like things that are fun and, you know, are able to laugh at themselves. And a lot of my favorite music is like that. Charles Ives comes to mind. It's incredibly profound and a lot of feeling and soul, yet extremely humorous and playful. And that's just the kind of music that I like.
I recently had the pleasure of seeing The Unknown, a silent film that starred Lon Chaney and the 18-year-old Joan Crawford. And you wrote the score for this presentation of the movie, for the revival of the movie. And your band was there playing live as the movie ran. And I just love that experience of hearing live music with a silent film. Do you want to describe the plot of this most unusual movie?
It's about a guy who is a murderer who is hiding from the police in a circus by pretending to be an armless man who does a knife-throwing act with his feet, and his arms are hidden, so everyone thinks he has no arms. However, he really has arms, and he's hiding because he has two thumbs, and he doesn't want anybody to see that. He falls in love with the daughter of the circus owner, who has a pathological horror of men's arms, and is afraid that she'll discover that he has arms and not love him. So he goes to a crooked doctor and gets his arms cut off so that he'll truly have no arms. Meanwhile, while he's away doing that, she gets over her fear of men's arms and falls in love with the circus strong man with his big, strong arms. The climax of the film is Lon Chaney goes totally nuts when he finds out about this and tries to engineer a situation where the strong man is torn to pieces by two horses which are about to pull his arms off. But instead, the woman he loves tries to save her lover, the strong man, and Lon Chaney dies, saving her from being trampled by the horses.
This is a very wonderful and, I must say, very sick film.
It's quite perverted.
It's a very perverse film. It's beautifully acted. I'd never recognized Joan Crawford, and Lon Chaney is fantastic in it. How did you get to write the music for the revival of this silent film?
Well, it was basically a project that we originated. We went to the American Museum of the Moving Image and said, we would like to do this, and they helped us arrange it with several institutions.
How did you even know about the movie? This is not a celebrated movie, as far as I know.
Well, a friend of mine, Tim Kennedy, who's very knowledgeable about films, I knew I was going to, I wanted to do some music for a silent film, and I was checking out different films, and I wrote to him and asked him for some suggestions, and he gave me a long list, and I was drawn by his description of this film, to the film, and we screened it at the museum, and as soon as I saw it, I just fell in love with it.
My guest is composer and saxophonist Philip Johnston. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is composer and saxophonist Philip Johnston. His credits include writing a new score for the silent film The Unknown, starring Lon Chaney and Joan Crawford. Why did you want to do music for a silent film?
Well, I love the idea of live music in silent films. Of course, silent films originally had music with them, for one thing. Two, I think in the era of silent films, it was really before the advent of censorship in films, and there's just kind of a great, wild, wide-ranging kind of the emotions and the stories. A lot of them are very, very strange, and I liked them quite a bit. I mean, films that I was considering were films like He Who Gets Slapped, The Man Who Laughs. I mean, these are incredibly powerful emotional films, yet they have a kind of wild, out-of-control character, which I just love. Also, writing music for a silent film is very different from writing music for a contemporary film in that, A, there's no dialogue that you have to stay out of the way of. B, there's music all through it, traditionally, so it becomes like a big, giant composition. And there's no director telling you what to do.
Oh, interesting point. There is an album of the music you wrote for this silent film, The Unknown, the one about the armless knife thrower who isn't really armless. And the album's called The Unknown. I want to play the opening track from it, which is called Men's Hands. The part that we're going to hear, the opening of this track, starts with a wistful, sad piano solo and then segues into this manic carnival music.
Well, the opening is really the credits sequence, and then it goes into the introduction of the circus, which is the manic part. I guess basically my take on the film is, I mean, having read about the film, things haven't really changed much in the last 50 or 60, however many years it has been since then. The film was cut and censored somewhat because they felt, even in the version that we see, they felt it was just too weird. But personally, even though the film ends with sort of a last title card, which sort of elevates the love of the strong man and Joan Crawford to be like they're the romantic heroes and Lon Chaney is the evil, crazy person. To me, Lon Chaney is really the hero of the film, as I often feel that the criminals are in books and movies. You know, the fact that he's vanquished in the end and this dumb strongman gets the girl, to me, the way I wrote the music was to imply that they were the bad guys and Lon Chaney was sort of a tragic hero.
Well, let's hear Men's Hands from your score for the film Unknown. That's music composed by my guest Philip Johnston for the silent film The Unknown, which stars Lon Chaney, and the CD The Unknown is released by Avant Records. Philip, when did you start composing?
Basically, as soon as I started playing the piano. I mean, by the time I took like a few lessons, I was already making up stuff and just went from there.
Would you say that there's often music in your head that, in other words, that melodies or musical ideas just pop up, or do you have to work at getting them in there?
A lot of the stuff I think about while I'm walking around the street. I like to walk a lot, and a lot of my ideas I get when I'm just walking around. So, yeah, things, I don't know, you know. In a way, I would say things just come to me. Who knows where they come from? Then, of course, when you're working as a professional composer, you're often in the situation where you have to sit down and write some music now because you're on a deadline, and you have to sort of just force it into your head.
Let's close with some more music from your new CD, Flood at the Ant Farm. This is a composition that you wrote called Mr. Crocodile. What can you tell us about this?
Well, like many of my tunes, it started out as something else, and we used to play it with the Microscopic Septet. It's, you know, kind of a groovy little tune that I keep rewriting and rewriting, rearranging, changing, and so on, like so many things. The whole end of it I rewrote just for this record. It's basically, I think, just a nice tune. And, you know, in spite of all the other things I do, I mean, the foundation of what I think I do is try to find nice melodies and good chord changes and good rhythms. And to me, that's what music is about, that and telling a story.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Philip Johnston's band Big Trouble has a new CD called Flood at the Ant Farm on the Black Saint label.